this is not just about a place to live. It's about the ability to have a life that allows you to build economic stability and develop credit and to advance your kids and yourselves into, you know, a middle class lifestyle instead of struggling, you know, in a one-bedroom apartment or living on the beach or being evicted and whatnot. And what a difference it would have made in the period of 59 to 88 if the state had met its trust obligations and provided these beneficiaries with their benefit. It's the Hawaiian homelands. It's not the state of Hawaii homelands. And the trust lands belong to and are held in trust for these beneficiaries. People lose sight of that as if it's some sort of state asset that's just doled out at the state's discretion. That is not the fact. They're just like any other trustee. Just like Bank of Hawaii, when it's managing property for one of the biggest states, if it doesn't do its obligation, there are consequences. You know, we're not at the consequence period yet, but we've taken two major steps toward it in today's ruling.